Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Limler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, we wrap up a week focused on living a thankful life for God. And we're going to be spending the next few weeks talking about thankfulness a lot. As we lead into the Thanksgiving holiday here in the United States. But it's a good reminder to continually be thankful. And today we're going to talk about a topic that, some don't like all that well. And that's being thankful for the work that God provides. God tells us in through the words of Paul in Colossians 3:17, whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Everything, whether it's your words, whether it's your actions, whatever it is that you find yourself doing, do it for God. Giving thanks, being thankful. We live at a time where work kind of gets a bad reputation. I knew a number of people that really teach that we ought to work less. And I know there are those that are what we call workaholics that work it to the point that it is detrimental to all other relationships, all other things. But sometimes we miss the fact that God had given Adam and Eve work to do before sin ever entered the picture. Their job was to care for the garden. Now, granted, it's clear that sin made that task much more difficult. But we like to think that, and many teach that, God's all about making life easier for us. That we ought to be pursuing a more leisurely lifestyle. But God's design. Now, what we do and how we do it and how often it needs to all be in balance. But learning to work and be thankful for the work that God gives us is an incredible blessing. God instructs us to work diligently so that we have an abundance to share with others. I grew up hearing more often than maybe many do today of God's instructions that Paul teaches about if a person doesn't work, they shouldn't eat. Now, sometimes that gets misapplied and sometimes we miss out on the idea that God wants us to be generous, and we lose sight of the fact that it's a principle, not a command. That there are those that simply can't. Not in the fashion that we think of here in the United States, at least, of earning a living wage and a full-time job. It was one of the struggles that I had years ago when I was very sick for multiple years, not being able to work. and struggling with all of that. But in today's text, it talks that whatever you do, do it as if you're doing it for God. And for those that are unable to work, for whatever reason, whatever you do in life, you're still able, to accomplish the work that God gives you. Your work is different, perhaps, than that of others. That's true for most of us. Your work may or may not be paid work that is able to support you, but is it work that God has given you? For those that know me, you know that my wife and I have a daughter that has a variety of disabilities, at least by the world standards. And yet, every week, or nearly every week, she will put a prayer insert in all of the bulletins for the church we attend. Prior to COVID, she would fill the communion trays with the cups each week and has stepped out of that just for different processes that need done for that to be done well at this time. But she has work that is meaningful, that accomplishes something, that helps others. And she's always excited about it. And not always excited about doing it. There are those days, just like the rest of us, but excited about getting it done and being thankful. And the things that we can learn about the work that we do when we begin to see it as work done for the Lord. I don't particularly enjoy getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning some winter days and shoveling snow so that the sidewalks are clear and people can get into the building safely. And yet it's a lot more enjoyable when I do so with a thankful heart, when I do so with a spirit of worship of God. When I change my perspective, even when I can't change or shouldn't change the work that is being done. And I believe the same is true regardless of what we do. Whether it's that factory job, whether it's the office job, whether it's the child care of being at home. When you begin to do so with an attitude of worship, of giving thanks to God, it changes the way we look at that very task. I enjoy getting away and taking breaks with my family as much and perhaps more than most. But God's not the one that invented the 40-hour work week, and He's not the one pushing for fewer hours in the work week. I believe He's the one that says to work. He did create the Sabbath. He believed and demonstrated that a day of rest is important and valuable, and a day that we can spend more deliberately focused on Him. But His desire is that we would see every task that we set our hand to as being done for Him. Now, for some of us, that means Well, that means I really need to reevaluate what it is that I'm doing. How does this reflect my work for God? And for many, that's simply a matter of readjusting our thoughts, our mind, our processes. Not so much a matter of readjusting what we do, but readjusting our motivation for why we're doing it. There perhaps may be some that examine what it is they're doing and God convicts them that that's simply not being done for Him and needs to change. But whatever you do, it's not a verse about those in paid ministry. It's not a verse about full-time missionaries or church staff or anything like that. It's a verse about every one of us using every day that God gives us to share His glory with others. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love recognizes the need that we have to do work that is meaningful, work that is appropriate for our abilities. And Father, when we get caught up in measuring our work by the monetary value that others put on it, it's easy to get sidetracked and become discouraged and lose sight of who we're doing it for. So God, today, help us to re-examine how whatever it is that we do can be done more fully and more clearly as if we're doing it for You. Father, help us to see the tasks that are before us today and to look at them in light of how we can do them in ways that are to Your glory. Maybe it's simply doing them with a cheerful attitude that represents Jesus well. Maybe it's doing them with an attitude of knowing that it helps us to be more generous with those in need. Maybe it's doing it realizing that the finished product, the result of our work, is making life better, more productive, more focused for others. Maybe it's simply doing it knowing that it provides for our family and gives us some sense of stability. Father, whatever that looks like today, whether it's a work that we enjoy, whether it's a work that we tolerate, whether it's a work that we despise, may Your Spirit work in our mind and our thoughts and our very heart and help us to find ways to do all of it as if we're doing it for You. And Father, if there are those elements of what we're doing that You would not be pleased with, that we know in our heart and our mind that it isn't right, then may we be bold and courageous enough to make the changes that we need to make. But Father, for those multitudes that are just tired of doing the same thing, tired of having no feeling of meaning to what they're doing. Perhaps it's not so much a change of occupation that is needed as it is a change of attitude. And so, Father, today may we come to You asking that You would reinstill within each one of us a work ethic that looks at everything before us and considers how we can do it in a way that honors Jesus, in a way that lifts Him up, in a way that helps to make Him known. Father, may we not be guilty of worshiping our own leisure and laziness, but may we find the work that Your Word says that You created in advance for us to do. And may we do it to Your glory. And may today we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.